Pneumonia and respiratory diseases are a concern for seniors. There are quite a few age-related changes that happen in the respiratory system. A few of these changes include a reduced lung capacity, so oxygen intake decreases, how quickly a person can exhale decreases, the respiratory muscles weaken, and the overall lung defense mechanisms decline. The respiratory system is designed to work endlessly, to supply the body with oxygen, and dispose of carbon dioxide through breathing. The lungs and other organs and other tissues make up the respiratory system, to sustain life through a very crucial function, to breathe. Breath is the essence of life, and the main function of the respiratory system. In many elderly people, much of the system's main functionality gradually declines. Due to this decline, respiratory problems and diseases can develop, such as pneumonia. This poses a higher health risk. Pneumonia, which is a respiratory infection, affects the lungs' tiny air sacs known as the alveoli. When a person gets pneumonia, the alveoli become inflamed and filled with pus and fluid. This makes breathing difficult and painful and limits the body's oxygen intake. Signs and symptoms of pneumonia. Pneumonia can happen to anyone, but for seniors, it can be especially challenging due to the age-related changes in respiratory function. As people age, their immune system also weakens. Some of the signs and symptoms of pneumonia in seniors include feeling weak, which can make them prone to falling, confusion, and loss of appetite. Classic pneumonia symptoms can be easier to detect, which include coughing up phlegm, fever and chills, shortness of breath, fatigue, chest pain which worsens when a person coughs or breathes deeply, and rapid breathing. It is concerning that some of the symptoms of pneumonia in seniors can be subtle, yet very serious. Chronic health issues such as heart diseases and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, tend to be more common in seniors, and this naturally increases their risk of getting infected with respiratory diseases such as pneumonia. Causes of pneumonia in seniors. Pneumonia is an infection that can be acquired in different ways. The culprit is bacteria, viruses, or fungi. It is an infection that can be spread by others, even if they show no symptoms, which can be alarming, especially if a senior has a history of contracting pneumonia. It can be spread similar to a cold or flu, through coughs, sneezes, or touch. Pneumonia can be a problem in the 65 years and over age group, and they are the people who are most at risk of getting infected with pneumonia. Treatment of pneumonia. As we said above, detecting pneumonia in elderly people may be especially challenging due to how subtle some of the symptoms can be. So you can't self-diagnose. However, your doctor can make a diagnosis by doing a physical examination and taking some tests. If pneumonia is detected and diagnosed, treating it becomes necessary. If pneumonia is caused by bacteria, antibiotics are mainly used to fight this condition. Antibiotics prescribed will depend on what type of bacteria has caused the infection. In some cases, home care may be enough. However, quite often seniors with pneumonia need to be hospitalized. If pneumonia is caused by a virus, it cannot be treated with antibiotics. Viral types of pneumonia are treated through supportive care such as monitoring vital signs, making sure the patient doesn't become dehydrated, and help in easing the symptoms. Oxygen therapy, plenty of rest, OTC medications, warm beverages, and adequate fluid intake is usual treatment. In summary, any senior person can worry about developing a respiratory problem. During the pandemic, it was of major concern for many people that if they contracted COVID, their breathing would be affected, which could lead to serious consequences. No one can live without breathing. Our respiratory system is one system we would all love to keep in tip-top condition as we age. Our lung capacity is one we want to keep big and strong, and our immune system functioning well, to perform at its best to fight off any respiratory disease.